Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, greetings and blessings again coming to you live from the upper room of the Suncopa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show. Oh, it is such a blessing to come back on and do my thing as my thing. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim. I am the hostess Moses of this show, and I am the God divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I am the maker, the shaper, okay, of my existence, okay? I am the co-creator of all the things that come into my life. Oh, here we are. Now, before I get started, I want to go ahead. If I have anybody out there who wants to call in, and ask me a question or whatever the case is, they can do that by way of 563-999-3476, all right? That's 563-999-3476. All right. You know, we here at Suncopa Divinity, we are always talking about returning home. And you know what returning home means to Suncopa Divinity? It means returning home to thine self, returning home to the wholeness, the completion, and the perfection of your own divinity. This is what we are all about, people. This is what we're all about. And this is what we talk about on a regular basis. Even if we ain't talking, we still having conversations with ourselves in regards to returning home, because we believe without a shadow of a doubt, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, that that is the perhaps the most important relationship and the ultimate relationship that you should have out of all the other relationships. Now, I will say this, sometimes it takes you being in relationships with others to reestablish your relationship with the divine, okay? It takes it. This is why we cannot live on an island by ourselves. This is why we have, you know, we're in a place where we have peopled, a population of people. We have different types of people who speak different languages and have different cultures and different beliefs and different values and morals. So we have all of this, and then we have our individual self. We have the individualized self, okay? And that is the oneness of who we are with the divine and with all things that are created. So here we are. I wanted to come on. Yes, I do my shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 o'clock, but I wanted to come on and you know, say, hey, all is well. All is well and all shall be well. You know why? Because of your perception, because of your perspective on how you see things. Now, when we find ourselves going through things, that is the most opportune time to be going within oneself. Because a lot of times we go through things in life and we don't really, externally, we don't know why we're going through it. We don't know why we went through it. We don't know why we stayed so long. We don't, you know, all of these questions. And there's no one outside of you that can answer these questions or that can bring you peace and comfort with these questions, because the questions themselves are very conflicting. They're very conflicting. No one can answer those questions but the higher aspect of who you are as a divine being. Huh? No one. So, you know, with that said, when you find yourself going through, don't be so hard on yourself and don't be so quick to curse what you're going through. But just know that everything comes to you for the cultivation of your own spirituality. Everything comes to you to assist you in cultivating your own spirituality. Now, okay, so in cultivating your own spirituality, in cultivating your own spirituality, you make choices. See, the choices that you make are essential to the cultivation of your spirituality. It's not just the experience itself. It's the choices that you make inside the experience that assist you in the cultivating and the coming forth of your own divinity. You want to strive to get to a place where your ego is no longer in the front seat or on the driver's side, but your ego is sitting in the back seat and your divine self, your divinity, is sitting in the driver's seat. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be able to make your decisions from, the divine self. Now, I will say this. Just because you proclaim and you declare that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, it does not mean that you will not have knee-jerking experiences. It does not mean that. It doesn't mean that at all. But what it does mean is that as you have these human experiences, you will be able to respond to the experiences instead of reacting to them. Because, see, when we react, we are being impulsive. You know, we're being triggered. But when you respond, you can feel the trigger and hold back the trigger and filter through those emotions.